Paul's Place has a lot to do with my growth, because I started volunteering there and I started seeing that it's not always about me. Sometimes you gotta put your problems to the side to help the next person. My name is Leroy Alexander. I live 1129 Ward Street. I've been living in South Baltimore for at least 37 years or more. My story is a story of, man, I have been basically homeless. I'm a recovering addict. I have almost over 3 years clean. And it's been a struggle. And I say that for this reason, because I was in a drug addict that ran around the streets of South Baltimore getting high every day. I've been through the gutter with, from the bottom. I was dirty, I was stinking, I had socks on, I had on for a week that was so hard that if you take them off, they still were standing in the same direction. I done ate candy off the ground, I done seen people put sodas down like they get on the bus, and I done went and drunk it, I done ate food out the trash can, and I wouldn't trade it in for anything, because it made me the person that I am today. It made me stronger, and it made me understand that the only thing that you're going to get out of life is what you put into life. And I fought hard to stay away from the negativity, the drugs, the desire to even sell or use or be around the situation, period. And if what I tell y'all can help just one of y'all, then I feel good, because I know that someone actually heard what I was saying and took it to heart.
Tell me a little bit more about the story of your daughter. She was born and you guys were in a place where you couldn't have custody. What happened?
That's the situation with my daughter. At the time when my daughter was born, she was born addicted to heroin, because my wife was a heroin addict at the time. So when she was born, we knew that we couldn't take care of her and give her what she rightfully needed. So after she got detoxed from there, the Department of DSS, we asked them for help. So they brought a lady into our life who took our daughter from 3 months old and raised her basically as her own child, but she never denied the fact that her mother and father was. She never tried to hide that from her. She told her these things. So, and like I said, I love Miss Tammy to death for it, because that's the lady who helped raise our daughter. She came into our life at a time where we know that we could not give our daughter what she really needed or what she wanted out of life.
So you get to see your, tell me your daughter's name?
Rebecca.
You get to see Rebecca on Sundays?
No, we get to see her, because you know she goes, she's in school and stuff, so we get to see her from, if she want to come with us Friday, she'll come Friday and stay the night till Sunday. And she'll go back home and get ready for school and stuff. But we're in her life, like holidays, her birthday. Yeah, we do what we can do for her when we can do it. Me, her, and my wife, we'll go. We might go down the harbor. Might go to the mall, buy something to eat, or we might just go over Carroll Park and just enjoy being around each other. And the crazy thing about it though, we don't might not have no money, but we have the company of one another, and just to be with our daughter is a fulfillment enough. Where though sometimes we don't have money all the time, and the time we do, we eat or whatever. 9 or 10 times we'll take our own food to the park or whatever. But that is one of the most beautiful times of my life, when it's just me, my wife, and my daughter.